I'm Christopher Springman, and you're listening to Body Language.
AARP is really reimagining itself. When you look at the demographics and recognize our current and potential members, we're talking about folks that are basically saying, I'm not done yet. In fact, I'm just getting started.
That's Jerry Cohen, State Director of AARP Oregon, and he's asking the question, do you know the new ARP? The real possibilities, people, the folks behind Life Reimagined. Let's listen to a brief AARP TV spot, then back to our conversation with Jerry Cohen.
Knows her way around a miniskirt, can run in high heels. Must be a supermodel, right? You don't know ARP. Because AARP is making finding the career you love, no matter what your age, a real possibility. Go to aarp.org/possibilities to check out Life Reimagined for tools, support, and connections. If you don't think, I've still got it, when you think AARP, then you don't know ARP. Find more surprising possibilities and get to know us at aarp.org/possibilities.
Why ARP? What has changed in the culture of the organization during the last year, I would say, with the Life Reimagined initiative, discovering your new life possibilities from the real possibilities people? Did I get that right?
You have that correct.
What is going on in ARP that our listeners need to know? Because this is not your grandpa or grandmother's AARP.
Absolutely not. And a lot of what AARP, if you prefer learning about ARP, is all about, AARP is really reimagining itself. When you look at the demographics and recognize our current and potential members, we're talking about folks that are basically saying, I'm not done yet. In fact, I'm just getting started. So it's a chance for us to reconnect with the theme that I see holding up, Life Reimagined. What we do imagine or reimagine we could be doing in terms of our real possibilities moving forward.
Well, the world of ARP has changed. People are living longer. They are living better. But more importantly, people are working frequently because they have to for economic and social reasons. But also, people are working beyond so-called retirement because they really want to make a difference. They want to make a contribution. Now it's about meaning, finding meaning in your life. Am I on the right track?
You're on the right track. I'll go with alliteration with the P words. Purpose and passion and how they fit together. And so AARP has embraced that ability to reimagine life, look at real possibilities by looking at what my purpose is and how it fits into my passion. What do I care about? Whether I have to work or whether I want to work, the reality is we've redefined and are going to continue to redefine what that next phase of life is and what retirement is.
And the R word is just that.
Exactly.
Nobel Prize winning physicist once said that retirement is the most evil word in the English language. I agree with him. I don't see it. I look out on the horizon here in beautiful Portland, Oregon. I don't see it. Do you see it?
I see more and more of us focus on the R word as returnment rather than retirement.
Ah.
An opportunity to return back, whether it's to community, whether it's just to family, or it's to myself. It's a chance to return to what's, again, purposeful and passionate for me that makes a difference. And at the same time, gives me a chance to kind of look around, again, back to new horizons, extend myself.
Jerry and I then discussed the remarkable book by Richard Leiter entitled Life Reimagined, Discovering Your New Life Possibilities. There is one fundamental distinction about Life Reimagined is that it's backed by the social, financial, and political clout of ARP. And the very fact that I'm sitting here in your office in Portland, Oregon, is testament to AARP's commitment. It's real. It's here. You're here. We're here together. And there's someone you can get your hands on. That is a world beyond the sort of typical motivational, inspirational, self-help book, isn't it? I mean, this is not a book. This is a movement that is backed by ARP.
It is a movement, and it's actually evolved over a number of years. So the fact that we're talking right now in a state office is a fairly new phenomenon to AARP. I was fortunate enough to be one of the pioneers. I did the move in 1996-97 to establish a pioneering AARP state office. At that time, we were one of a handful. Within a few years after that, our board of directors, who are volunteers, made the decision to support management in extending that to every state. So it really been within the past 14 years actually, that AARP has had a presence of staff on the ground working with volunteer leadership and community organizations at that level.
Now, you have over 500,000 members here in Oregon out of a population of just around 4 million. How many members are there nationally of ARP? Ooh, there, I said it again.
Again, you're saying it with a smile on your face. And so while you don't know ARP, you're asking about ARP. And AARP has currently almost 38 million members and continuing to grow. That boom of baby boomers continues to expand. And I believe we have seen the last, as of, because of 1964 being that line in the sand of when the last of the baby boomers were born. I guess you could say this year is the last of the years where the baby boomers start to get in, receive that letter, and join AARP.
I once heard a comedian say, why do we need a CIA to find people in this country? AARP can, along with college development offices, can find anyone, anywhere. And they certainly found me back then. And I had that funny feeling, oh, no, I just got my AARP letter. That no longer means, oh, I'm old. What does it mean to you, Jerry Cohen?
Well, to me, it means it opens up new horizons and a chance, as you mentioned, a movement, a chance to identify myself with a movement that embraces aging, embraces the opportunities that aging brings, both in terms of hopefully a little bit of wisdom, a little bit of life experience that I can apply as I look forward to what's next for me.
Changing people's perception, which changes the reality of an organization like ARP, is really crucial. I believe that's what Life Reimagined is all about, and I believe that is at the heart of the Life Reimagined Real Possibilities initiative at ARP, to change the national perception of the organization and what it does. And people have embraced this campaign wholeheartedly because it really speaks to them. And the credibility, the prestige, and frankly, the good old-fashioned clout of ARP behind this movement is very appealing. I mean, it's not going to go away, folks. It's just going to get bigger and better.
Exactly. A third aspect that I wanted to hit upon, and it ties into both policy and taking care of yourself, it's the part that goes from me to we, and that's community service, civic engagement. From, yes, taking responsibility in knowing and taking positions on and voting in elections, but also in terms of donating our time and energy. We often label it as volunteerism, but thinking broadly of what volunteerism means, it means serving in many capacities to make a society better for myself, but also for my children and grandchildren. So it's a legacy issue.
We can agree that the old retirement model of a life of leisure is either unattainable or very unappealing for many people. So I believe that we're here as permission givers to help people achieve their hopes, dreams, and aspirations.
Underlying theme I hear repeatedly, and it came from our national president was on the ground with us just a few weeks ago, and that was, I'm not done yet. And there's so much more that we can contribute and we wish to contribute with passion, with purpose. And that's what AARP is. And so we hope that when you say, I don't know ARP, that you learn about AARP and about ARP through that, through the various ways and touches that we provide.
Jerry Cohen, thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language on Radio MD.
Thank you, Christopher. You're just a wonderful guy.
The manpower, the will. Mobilizing to take on the world? You don't know ARP. AARP and its foundation are taking on hunger with 29 million meals donated. Drive to End Hunger teams with local agencies to reach the hungriest among us. If you don't think Feed the Hungry when you think AARP, then you don't know ARP. Find more surprising possibilities and get to know us at aarp.org/possibilities.